This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking to a formerly local person that grew up in the Brooklyn-Jackson area, but then moved to Nashville. And we'll talk a little bit more about that here in just a second. Would like to welcome in author Jeanette Elrod. And Jeanette, it's good to have you with us.
Well, Dale, thank you so much for having me here today. I'm just honored. I truly am, because, you know, this is an area of my stomping grounds growing up.
Yeah.
So, yes,
yeah.
It's great.
So you grew up here in the Brooklyn-Jackson area.
Yes.
But then you moved down to Nashville. When did that happen?
Okay. I moved to Nashville in 1996 after a divorce, 25 and a half year marriage, moved down there to seek my fame and fortune. You know, I was this little fish in this huge pond, but by going there, I just felt like I was stepping out in what I call my little dream tour. Because
yes.
I always wanted to be a star. I mean, that's been my dream since I was three, when my parents, there were six of us siblings at the time, we traveled to Nashville. And my dad loved country and bluegrass, and I apparently stood up, and my family never have let me forget it. I stood up and I said, I want to hear them pea pickers. So I wound up writing a song called Little Dreams, and I won a contest in 2023. And my poem was published.
Wow.
My poem was published about my little dreams. But Nashville's been good to me. I've had great experiences, you know, then not such great experiences.
Yeah.
And but you know, I call myself a survivor.
Sure.
I am a survivor. I've recorded three CDs. The first one was at Glacier Brothers Studio in Nashville
okay.
in 1981, and then I recorded in Michigan before I moved to Tennessee. I recorded an album entitled Little Dreams, and then I went on to record my third album, and that was back in Nashville in Hendersonville, and it was entitled 2 Miles of Ditch. And so my story is kind of like, you know, things that I have gone through.
Yeah.
Good, bad, and ugly.
Sure,
Dale.
Sure.
What I've experienced in my life. And the book I've written, basically, I got spurred on by writing this particular title back in 2000. My mother had passed away 20 years ago. And 2005, I'll take that back in, so it was 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She passed away, and I woke up in my sleep, and God just said, you need to write a book about wounded vessels. And so, I mean, from that time on, it kept aching in my heart, like, I need to do it, I need to do it. I'm a writer, and I mean, I've written hundreds of poems, hundreds of songs, and none of them published, not a one. But in 2023, when I wrote the poem, Little Dreams, it was on my birthday, December 27th, I received in the mail a certificate saying that I won second place with that poem, and it is in the Tennessee Magazine.
Oh, wow.
And so that was just like, okay, it's time.
Yeah.
So as far as 2024 in January, I started writing, wrote for 9 months, like having a baby.
Yeah.
And then an additional 9 months going back and forth with my publishing company to make sure that all the spelling and everything was accurate.
Sure.
So within a year and a half, my book is finished, and it's available for anyone on Amazon or all the major booksellers. But it's a compilation of my life, my whole life story.
Yeah. Well, it's called Wounded Vessel, I'm Taking Back My Power. Now, what did you mean by that, I'm taking back my power?
Okay, I wanted to give God back my power because I had let other people manipulate me. I don't want to talk bad about the music industry, but there were some situations where they wanted me to compromise my faith, and I just said no. Mm-hmm. And so finally in 2021, at the end of the year, I just said, I'm tired. So that is a part of my book, and the subtitle is I'm taking back my power, meaning God is going to take back my power.
Sure.
And I'm not going to let man, you know, control me in any way,
yeah,
shape or form.
Yeah.
Because I've had some rough times, and if you want to know the rest of the story, like Paul Harvey, you need to purchase my book, Wounded Vessel.
Well, the one thing that I thought was rather interesting that you mentioned to me before we went on air with this is that you mentioned about the time it took, you know, like you said about with the publishing company, dotting the I's and crossing the T's.
Yes.
But you said that they had to publish it just the way it was. I mean, just as you presented it. And they did.
They did. Absolutely. They did not change the content whatsoever. And I actually read the book 5 different times within that 9 months after the first 9 months. And, I mean, I have to tell you, Dale, I cried and I cried and I laughed. I you know, it was just a combination of emotions, you know, because I lived this story. I mm-hmm. lived it. And so many of the things in the story, and I'll have to say my indiscretions, my sins, I don't want anyone else to go through. I want my book to be an example to tell people, you know, let God be your guide.
Mm-hmm.
He's the best guide. And if you don't know him, if you don't know Jesus, I am a Christian, and I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of
the
gospel.
You shouldn't be.
No,
I'm
not.
You shouldn't be.
And I'm a strong woman, and I'm very thankful to be alive. And there's some stories in there that basically tell you I should not be here, but I'm here.
Oh, wow.
Like Esther, I call it for such a time as this. I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell my story and encourage people. You know, don't give up. Don't give up on the brink of your miracle. And if you have dreams, you know, live out those dreams, because in the Bible it says, where there's no dreams, the people perish. And so live out your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And God wants us to have dreams. I mean, yeah, he put us here to love him and love people. And, oh, I love people genuinely. I really do. I have a desire to serve people. And most of my life in Tennessee was serving people as a nanny, as a housekeeper. I worked for the ex-mayor of Nashville and the ex-governor, or I worked with him while he was governor. He's now an ex-governor.
Mm-hmm.
But I've worked with prestigious people, record promoters, and, you know, I've met so many influential people that have given me courage to step out.
Yeah.
To step out.
Well, you mentioned to me before we went on air about one of the people that you had met was Vince Gill.
Yes.
And that was quite a situation. I mean, it was quite a neat thing that you were able to meet him, wasn't it?
Absolutely. I first met him in Jackson at the Pro-Am at the Country Club. And I knew he was going to be here, so I planned this ahead of time. Shame on me. But I had on 2 shirts. I had on a white undershirt, and it was a cute little tee, and then I also had on an overshirt that was striped. Well, Vince was out on one of the greens, and I went out there, and I said, would you sign my shirt? And he had a you know, permanent marker with him, a black felt tip marker.
Yeah.
And I took the top shirt off, and he goes, no, no, no. He said, you people in Michigan are crazy. So my second story with Vince, I had won a vocal competition down in Nashville at the Nashville Palace when I first moved there.
Mm-hmm.
I auditioned on a Monday night, and I won the competition that night, meaning that I could open up for the house band.
Oh, wow.
On Music Valley. So
sure.
that was pretty prestigious after leaving this Michigan, this little fish in this big pond.
Yeah.
And that particular night, I met Johnny Russell. And Johnny Russell's an old country, he's, you know, since deceased.
Right.
His big hit was in 1973. Was it Rednecks, White Sox, and Blue Ribbon Beer?
That's right. I remember that one.
That was in 1973. That was his big hit.
Yeah.
Well, Johnny had invited me to go backstage at the Opry. But that particular night at John A's, he looked at me. He goes, well, he said, call me Dad. And he said, are you going to be my fifth wife? So I was a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
When his chauffeur picked me up and took me to the backstage where he was. And I was kind of nervous hanging out with Johnny that night because it's like, are you going to be my fifth wife? I was like, no. Well, it just so happens that evening, he and Vince Gill were in the green room the whole night talking. So I could have said, do you remember me, Vince? Do you remember me?
Yeah.
Well, I did not go to the green room. I went around and I talked to a lot of people that I had, you know, met before on the backstage.
Sure.
And so my third experience with Vince Gill is his daughter, Jenny, because Jenny, as well as Vince, they're so athletic. They're musically talented. They're just multi-talented. Well, Jenny was a bowler, and she bowled on the league with my son, Brian.
Huh.
And one night, Jenny said, well, my dad's coming to bowl with us. And I was so scared, I didn't even hardly talk to him. But he knew in advance. Jenny had told him the story, because I actually had photos of what happened at the country club in Jackson.
Ah.
So she told her dad the whole story. So I'm kind of sitting there the whole night and didn't even say much. But Vince came in sweats. Uh-huh. He had a baseball cap on. It was turned backwards. He was just one of the guys.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
You know, and most of the people in Nashville, they're good people. You know, there's those small exceptions. They're good people. They're country folk. They really are.
Yeah, yeah.
Good people. Good people. So that's one of my stories with Vince and Jenny.
But like you mentioned before, that you have met and have encountered a lot of great personalities, a lot of celebrities along the way, too, that obviously helped you in your the career that you were pursuing down there in Nashville, as well as, you know, of having some great experiences, too, at the same time.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I met John Hobbs. He's the one that owned Nashville Palace, and also John A's. And he really was supportive of me when I first came to Nashville. He would call me, tell everyone to call me up to sing. And so I was singing all over Music Valley, and it was incredible. And I got to meet people like Ronnie Stoneman. Oh, my gosh. And she passed away in 2024.
Yeah.
And Ronnie and I had so much in common. I mean, politically and spiritually and music. I mean, we could sit and just talk and talk and talk. She was a gem.
Yeah.
You know, I got to meet Lulu Roman Smith.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
Shotgun Red, Steve Hall, who had the little puppet.
Oh, yeah.
He was on Hee Haw.
Yep.
And he was on Ralph Emery's show. And I've just had so many opportunities to meet wonderful people.
And they can read all about it in Wounded Vessel.
Yes.
I'm Taking Back My Power.
Amen.
By Jeanette Elrod. And once again, you said that the book is available where again?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all the major booksellers.
Okay.
So it's out there.
Yeah. So all I have to do is probably just, you know, do a search for Wounded Vessel, the book Wounded Vessel, and it'll probably pop up, right?
Exactly. That's what everyone's told me. They said, Jeanette, all we have to do is put in Wounded Vessel, and there it is.
Yeah.
There
excellent,
is.
Excellent. So what are your plans now that you got this book?
Well, it's been eye-opening. You know, once you write a book, it's like, okay, then you have to take the next steps. So I'm taking baby steps. You know, people have questioned me, why did you write a book such as this? And so much of it, like I said, is controversial. And I just want people to stay on the straight and narrow path. And so I'm planning on, and I have in the past talked to, because I've had some abusive situations in my life, going out and talking to these men, women, and children, you know, organizations, and encouraging them, you know, you can get past certain things in your life. because God will help you. Yeah. And then there are organizations that will help people.
That's right.
To get them through the tough times,
absolutely,
the struggles of life.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Well, congratulations on the book, Jeanette.
Thank you.
And much success on it.
Appreciate it.
And continued success in what you're doing. Sounds like you've got a very, very fulfilling life even now for yourself. So congratulations
Thank
on that,
you.
Too. And again, congratulations on the book. And again, it's Wounded Vessel, I'm Taking Back My Power by Jeanette Elrod, formerly the Brooklyn-Jackson area, now living in Memphis.
Outside of Nashville.
Nashville.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
And so you're coming back every once in a while to Michigan, huh?
Yes, my family are here. And so I come back quite often. I was here like 2 or 3 weeks ago or something like that.
Yeah.
So, and I'll be back next week.
I'm
headed back there on Sunday, and I'll be back again next week.
Excellent.
So, you know, maybe you'll see me in the area.
There you go.
Whoever's listening
tonight.
So.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, as I mentioned, much success with the book,
Thank
Jeanette.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Dale.
Jeanette will be having book signings on Saturday, August 2nd at the Napoleon Cafe from 8 until 10 and at Basil Boys in Tecumseh from 2 until 4 p.m. Jeanette Elrod, my guest here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.